Exercises 3 and 4, page 17.
Hello, listeners. In our series looking at different jobs, I'm here today with Emma Robertson, a flight attendant with Justice Airlines, to find out just what it's like to work thousands of meters up in the sky. Welcome to the show, Emma.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, first things first, why did you decide to become a flight attendant?
Quite simply, I wanted to see the world. I mean, I love flying. I can understand why some people are frightened of it, but I just love it. I actually wanted to be a pilot when I was younger, but the training is very difficult, so I think this is the next best thing.
So, you get to see lots of different cities and cultures. Is that what you like most about your job?
Actually, no. It's a big part of it. There's nothing quite like waking up on different days to see all these amazing places, but I get the most satisfaction from knowing that I'm helping people on their journey. You meet so many different people who fly for all kinds of reasons. To go on holiday, to move to a new country, to go away on business, to visit family. And I'm there to try and make the journey to their destination as pleasant and comfortable as possible. I find that very rewarding.
I'm sure it is, but I bet you also see some strange things. What's the strangest thing that happened to you while you were working?
The strangest. Well, I remember one time a male passenger complained of being hot and asked me to open a window while we were in the air. And another time I had to help a lovely old lady find her pills at the very bottom of her hand luggage. But I think the strangest thing was when a man tried to board the plane when we were leaving Canberra, Australia, with a pet kangaroo.
Wow! I can't even imagine what you would do in that situation. And is there anything that passengers do that really annoys you?
I don't mind some of the strange things that passengers ask us. And I don't even mind having to clean up the rubbish that people leave behind. But it's really annoying when we land and people take off their seatbelts and stand up to get their luggage before the plane stops. It's very dangerous when the plane is still moving and we have to tell them to sit down.
So, what's next for you? Do you still want to become a pilot?
At the moment, I'm happy where I am. I think I have a few more years still to come doing my job. But when I finally want to stop moving around, I'm quite interested in looking at the training side of it. You know, helping other people get a start in the job.
And finally, what would you say to anyone wanting to become a flight attendant?
Go for it. It's a great job. And you don't need a degree or special qualification to get it. You don't even have to travel a lot before looking into it. But it is a good idea to do some work in a job involving customer service of some kind before you apply.